Higgins Bay in St. Thomas in the U.S. Virgin Islands. There are jellyfish in the water here, which is why I make a quick disclaimer at the beginning. Every now and then you'll probably see me reach under the water and like swipe something away from my legs because I keep getting these little stings from all these little tiny jellyfish bites. Beautiful cruise ship port. This is one of those 360 videos where you can spin around and look all over the place. Wearing a shirt, not because I'm modest, but because it's a sunscreen shirt, because we're off on a 10-day cruise, and so, of course, I'm going to get all kinds of sun during the course of this particular cruise. U.S. Virgin Islands are utterly gorgeous. I really like them. I don't know that it makes sense to vacation here unless you're on a cruise, because it is really expensive. You know, you have to deal with, like, U.S. taxes and the costs of everything getting shipped in here into the islands. The other islands tend to be, in the Caribbean, tend to be a lot cheaper, but it is gorgeous. And there's a great story behind St. John in the U.S. Virgin Islands and how the Rockefellers bought it at one point, turned it into a national park. But you don't come here to hear me talk about that. You come here to hear me talk about SQL Server stuff. So first top voted question from PollGab is not close enough to retirement. Says, hi Brent, in a recent office hours, you talked about aggressive stats maintenance. My shop is aggressive on stats. Can you talk about how to investigate if we have this problem? So realistically, I have to create a whole course on that, or I have to add more material to either my Fundamentals of Parameter Sniffing class or my Mastering Parameter Sniffing class, because it's really just beyond the scope of something that I could talk about in the span of 2 or 3 minutes. What I would tell you as a short version is, if you're having parameter sniffing problems, maybe ease up on the stats updates, since essentially stats updates free the plan cache or free parts of the plan cache. Now, of course, there are all kinds of gotchas with that. That's why I say it's the 10-second or 30-second version, and I'll have to elaborate more in my Fundamentals of Parameter Sniffing class or my Mastering Parameter Sniffing class. Next up, Cladzy says, I'm trying to learn extended events. Most written material out there is how to set up a basic session and query it, but there are a huge amount of objects to capture, and I find it almost impossible to find the ones that I need. How can I learn more about extended events and each particular object? What I would say is, instead of learning about extended events, go check out Eric Darling's SP Human Events. SP Human Events is a stored procedure that tackles the vast majority of problems that people typically use extended events in order to solve. They do things like blocking, session completions, etc. Start there. And you may find that you don't need to learn extended events, that you're able to just use SP Human Events in order to solve the problems that you're facing. Next up, Sujan asks, what is your take on certifications? What does it actually help you step up? And what advice would you give an 8-month-old DBA on leveling up? Certifications are really useful if you need a table of contents of stuff to study. If you have no idea of what to study and you're just looking for a general, what should I study and when? It isn't necessarily, though, related to your job. It may be just a list of stuff that whoever is maintaining the certificate wants you to learn, which is the case with Microsoft certificates. They're managed by Microsoft Learning, which is essentially a marketing part of Microsoft. So if you don't know what to learn and you don't have any job goals on what you should learn, certifications might help you give a list of something to learn. What I would just caution you is that learning that stuff may not really be anything related to stuff that would get you a better job. Next up, Mark asks, with open source databases like Postgres being the back end of a lot of stuff, can you foresee the big license products slowly becoming a thing of the past? What I would tell you is look at operating systems. Linux is free. Do people still use Macs and Windows? There's probably your answer. Next up, Rachel D933. Oh, hold on a second here. This is not... oh, there it goes. Rachel D says, regarding updates from SQL Server 2008 R2 or 2012 all the way forward to 2025, is there ever a situation where you'd want to upgrade a lower version like a stopping point along 2019 and then go to 2025? Okay, so first off, 2008 R2 and 2012 have been out of support for a really long time. You don't want to let yourself get into a position of having your production server be unsupported. If you get so far behind that your production servers are unsupported by Microsoft, I'll be honest, I don't really have a lot of good advice for you, because I would never, ever, ever let my production servers get that far behind. I don't take work on production servers getting that far behind. I don't. If Microsoft won't support it, neither will I. So I'd just be cautious about that. I don't really have any advice on people who get that far behind, because, of course, I don't work on those kinds of systems. If you're stuck in a shop where the databases are that far behind, got it? There you go. You're good. You're good. If you let yourself get that far behind, in terms of your skills, I worry about you from a getting a next job perspective. What happens when you go to get another job and your skills are stuck back on 2008 R2 or 2012? Nobody's going to hire you because you don't have current experience. So just be aware that if management says, we don't have any plans to upgrade to a currently supported version, that also tells you that your resume has a ticking time bomb and you want to start looking for another job before you're in a really ugly situation. Of course, the time to look for another job is when you have a job, not when you lose your job. And if you wait at a company with 2008 R2 or 2012 until they do layoffs, you're going to be really screwed. Archipelago DBA says, do you recommend doing statistics updates maybe weekly? I get your reasoning behind that, but isn't there a risk you'll run into stale statistics like values outside of the histogram? That's called the ascending key problem, and it only really happens on values where you're continuously raising the tail end of the histogram. I have a whole module on that in my Mastering Query Tuning class. So if you want to learn more about where that strikes, what kinds of statistics it hits, go check out my Mastering Query Tuning class. Next up, Sav says, do you have any thoughts on managing databases in code in like Git and DAC packs? Nope, I don't do that work at all. I just answered a Reddit post about that today, talking about why it's so hard to do database versioning in the year 2026. And I dumped a brain dump long list of issues with it, talking about why DAC packs don't work, why change management really works. Maybe I'll put the link to that in the video description below, but there are no good solutions for that, no easy solutions for that. And I talk more about why that is in the Reddit post. I always know that somebody's going to put in the video comments, well, you didn't talk about Liquibase or whatever. Yeah, no, you didn't read the link is what the real problem is there. Next up, let's see, DB Ape says, sometimes my SQL server gets stuck on update QP stats. Auto update stats and auto updates async are set to true. Is this my cue to turn it off? No, what I would really guess is there's something going on specifically with your query plans, and this is where it's beyond what I can troubleshoot quickly inside of a Q&A here on social media. I'm not saying that you should hire me by any means, because the solution on it is probably straightforward. But what you're going to have to do is post the execution plan over on a place like pastetheplan.com, and then post a question on, say, dbastackexchange.com or sqlservercentral.com, asking for more specifics on your particular query plan. But it's at this point, you really have to see the plan and understand exactly what's in the plan to see what's going on there. Next up, Andrew says, "Hi, I've stumbled into a DBA job. Congratulations. And I've taken on around 30 database servers, which were managed by lots of different people across the business prior to this. What would be your recommendation to get some consistency across them now that one person is managing them?" That is exactly why I wrote SP Blitz. SP Blitz gives you a totally free health check on your store, on your servers, on your databases. What you do is run SP Blitz on every one of the servers that you have, and then hand it to your manager and say, in prioritized order, because SP Blitz has prioritized output, in prioritized order, here's the stuff that scares me about my SQL servers. Here's what I think I should work on next. And use the priorities from SP Blitz to help you get them under control. That's what I did. That's why I wrote it. And that's why I think you should do the same thing. All right, we've been going for quite a while here. I have all kinds of jellyfish stings on the lower half of 2/3 of my body. Now is the time where I'm going to go hit stop on this and go. It's really funny, if you spin around in the 360 video, you'll see all kinds of people doing all kinds of stuff, having a good old time here in Megan's Bay. It's just absolutely adorable. And straight directly behind me, Eve is relaxing in our cabana. So I'm going to go back over to the cabana and pick up where I left off on my, what's it called, a Megan's Bay Hard Lemonade. So have fun, and I will see y'all in the next office hours. Adios.